Chapter 2 Golden Star 2 Discovering Your Leadership Style. This Golden Star explores the concept of leadership styles and situational leadership. Every leader has a unique style that reflects their personality, experiences, and the context in which they operate, and which shapes their decision-making and personal interactions. You will learn how to identify your own leadership style, recognize its strengths and pitfalls, and understand how to refine it for maximum impact. Leaders need to be adaptable and flexible. Varying situations or circumstances might necessitate a shift in your leadership style. But by recognizing the implications for your team and organization, you can seamlessly manage these shifts. Whether you lean towards the collaborative decision-making of democratic leadership or align more with autocratic leadership, believing that an effective leader is one who makes all the decisions, this Golden Star will serve as a mirror, reflecting back your leadership persona. As with any reflection, your style is not etched in stone, but rather is a fluid, dynamic entity, receptive to development and fine-tuning. Neuroscience supplements our understanding here. According to research, our brains constantly reshape our neural pathways in response to new experiences, a phenomenon known as neuroplasticity. In the context of leadership, neuroplasticity implies that your style is not fixed. Instead, it is something that can change and evolve as your brain responds to experiences, challenges, and feedback. As you learn and grow, your brain builds new connections and strengthens existing ones, allowing you to adapt your leadership style in response to new insights. 9 Common Leadership Styles. Knowing your leadership style gives you the knowledge to offer appropriate guidance and feedback to your team. It enables you to decipher your decision-making process and understand how to craft strategies that dovetail with your leadership ethos. But, perhaps most crucially, it offers a peek into your team's perception of you, casting light on their feedback and concerns. Imagine a situation where your team feels unable to voice their ideas or constrained in their creativity. If their feedback suggests that you lean towards an autocratic style of leadership, recognizing this might be your first step towards moderating your approach. Let's examine some of the most prevalent leadership styles. 1. Democratic leadership. Also known as participative or facilitative leadership, this approach fosters a sense of collaboration and joint decision-making. While the leader still has the final say, each team member is encouraged to share their perspective and contribute to the decision-making process. Democratic leadership can be time-consuming and challenging, particularly if some team members lack the capacity to contribute meaningfully to critical decisions. 2. Autocratic leadership. This is characterized by decisions being made solely by the leader, with little to no input from team members. Autocratic leaders often have a clear vision and can make quick decisions, which might be beneficial during a crisis, or if the team lacks experience. But this style can result in a lack of creativity and employee dissatisfaction, particularly when decisions are made without consultation or consideration for their impact on the team. 3. Laissez-faire leadership. Laissez-faire, or hands-off, leadership gives team members significant autonomy with minimal intervention by the leader. This promotes a relaxed work culture and can spark creativity, particularly in skilled teams. However, it may be challenging for inexperienced teams, resulting in a sense of disconnection or detachment, where team cohesion and collaboration diminish because of the lack of active guidance and structured support from the leader. 4. Transformational leadership. Transformational leaders motivate and inspire their teams to exceed expectations, fostering personal growth and development. This style can encourage innovative thinking and improve morale and productivity. Transformational leaders are good at encouraging and directing individual learning curves, but at the same time, they must ensure their quest for advancement does not result in employee burnout. 5. Coaching leadership. Leaders who coach focus on nurturing individual strengths and fostering team collaboration. They actively support skills development and independent problem solving. However, this approach can be time-consuming, and not every employee responds well to coaching. 6. Bureaucratic leadership. Bureaucratic leaders strictly adhere to rules and procedures. While this can provide job security and predictability, it can stifle innovation and limit flexibility, making it less suitable for companies seeking rapid growth or creative solutions. 7. Transactional leadership. Transactional leadership is reward-based, offering incentives for meeting specific goals. While this style can provide clear expectations and rewards, it can also limit creativity and engagement, particularly if team members are not motivated by rewards alone. 8. Visionary leadership. Visionary leaders are future-oriented, inspiring their teams toward long-term goals. They are effective communicators who can foresee and plan for potential challenges. However, they often overlook day-to-day issues or become too focused on a single goal. 9. Pace-setting leadership. Pace-setters set high expectations and standards for themselves and demand the same level of commitment and performance from their teams. This can motivate skilled teams, but can lead to stress and burnout if goals are perceived as unrealistic and unattainable. Situational leadership. Situational leadership calls for a shift in leadership style based on the circumstances at any given time. It embraces the dynamic nature of leadership and promotes understanding between leaders and their teams. The concept, which was first introduced by Paul Hersey and Ken Blanchard in the late 1960s, is based on the premise that no single best style of leadership fits all situations. Instead, successful leadership is determined by assessing the specific task at hand and adapting your style accordingly. The key to situational leadership is recognizing that different situations require different leadership approaches. Situational leadership calls for adaptability and flexibility on the part of the leader, an understanding of team dynamics, as well as knowing the strengths and weaknesses of team members. It begins with an assessment of the maturity level of the individuals in your team. This is not about age or experience. It refers to competence, ability, skills, knowledge, and commitment, confidence, motivation, willingness. Understanding each team member's maturity level, M1 to M4, allows you to determine how much direction or support they need. Situational leadership divides maturity levels into four broad categories. 1. Low competence, low commitment. M1. Team members are new, inexperienced, possibly insecure, or unwilling to take responsibility. 2. Low competence, high commitment. M2. Individuals lack specific skills, but they are enthusiastic and committed. 3. High competence, variable commitment. M3. Team members are generally capable, but they may lack the confidence or willingness to undertake tasks independently. 4. High competence, high commitment. M4. Individuals are experienced, skilled, and tend to be confident in their ability to handle tasks autonomously. 4 approaches to situational leadership. The 4 approaches model considers individual levels of maturity, measured by competence and commitment in team members. Each approach can be effective, depending on the situation. Approach 1. Telling, directing, and guiding. This approach is particularly effective when dealing with team members who have low levels of competence and commitment. M1, indicated by their lack of knowledge, skills, and/or the experience necessary to successfully complete the tasks at hand. 1. One-way communication. The leader makes all the decisions, telling team members what to do and giving explicit instructions on how to do it. Team members have little input. 2. The leader as director. The leader directs the process by providing step-by-step guidance. They set clear expectations and follow through with a high level of supervision that ensures tasks are carried out correctly and efficiently as directed. 3. High directive behavior. Leaders give specific instructions, but then encourage team members to get on with the tasks, guiding them only when necessary. They monitor performance closely to minimize errors and ensure precise execution of tasks. Telling, directing, and guiding works best in situations where margins for error are low and the cost of mistakes is high. It helps bridge the knowledge and experience gap for M1, low maturity individuals, by fostering an environment where they can build their competence and confidence, and reassuring them that guidance is readily available as they navigate new challenges. It is also beneficial when new tasks or projects are introduced, and team members have yet to acquire familiarity or expertise in those areas. This approach often resonates with autocratic, transactional, pace-setting, and bureaucratic leadership styles. These styles share a common emphasis on control, structured processes, and clear expectations, which align well with the needs of M1 team members. Approach 2. Selling, explaining, and coaching. This aligns with team members who are at a developing maturity level. M2. These individuals typically have high levels of enthusiasm and commitment, but they lack the competence or experience necessary to effectively execute tasks. 1. Enhanced two-way communication. Unlike the more directive approach 1, this involves more interactive communication. As well as giving instructions, the leader explains or sells the rationale behind decisions and tasks. 2. The leader as coach. The focus is on developing skills and understanding via a supportive and collaborative approach. Coaching requires giving clear directions and objectives. 3. Building confidence. When team members understand the why behind tasks, They feel more involved and invested in their roles. Boosting confidence fosters a sense of ownership and motivation. The selling, explaining, and coaching approach is ideal for encouraging team members who are eager to learn. Giving clear explanations and providing hands-on guidance allows leaders to facilitate skills development while still maintaining the enthusiasm and commitment of the team. This approach aligns with leadership styles that emphasize employee growth and empowerment. Focusing on both individual and team development ensures that team members are competent and motivated to take on future challenges. Approach 3, participating, facilitating, and collaborating. This is a strategic approach for team members who have a mature level of development, M3. These individuals typically possess both skill and competence, but they may vary in their levels of confidence and motivation. 1. Collaborative decision-making. A shared decision-making process requires collaborating with team members in order to arrive at decisions collectively. 2. The leader as a facilitator. Being a facilitator involves supporting team members, encouraging teamwork, and creating an environment where everyone has a voice and feels empowered to contribute. 3. Enhancing confidence and motivation. Involving team members in the decision-making process boosts morale. When leaders demonstrate trust in their capabilities, it increases self-confidence and commitment to their tasks. The participating, facilitating, and collaborating approach works best with competent teams who may need encouragement or guidance to fully apply their skills and take on more responsibility. Individuals at the M3 maturity level are often in a transitional phase. They have developed the necessary skills, but they may be hesitant to take the initiative or make decisions independently. This approach provides a supportive framework that allows them to confidently contribute and take on more active roles. When decision-making becomes participative, it builds confidence. As such, it is a key component of democratic leadership. This approach also suits transformational and visionary leadership styles, which focus on empowering team members and motivating them towards a shared vision. Approach 4, delegating, empowering, and monitoring. This approach is specifically designed for team members who have reached a high level of maturity, M4. These individuals are characterized by their competence, strong motivation, and the ability to work independently with minimal supervision. 1. Autonomy and trust. Allowing team members to take ownership of tasks and decision-making processes indicates that you trust their capabilities and judgment. 2. Minimal supervision. In this hands-off approach, leaders monitor the progress and outcomes, but they only intervene when necessary. This empowers team members to take responsibility for their work. 3. Provide support. Despite delegating responsibilities, leaders remain accessible. They provide support, guidance, and resources when requested, ensuring team members have what they need to succeed. Delegating, empowering, and monitoring promotes self-reliance and encourages team members to take the initiative. It prepares individuals for future leadership roles and enhances their contribution to the organization. Team members at the M4 maturity level require less hands-on management and more strategic support. This approach offers the correct mix of autonomy and support to help highly motivated and committed individuals excel. This approach is most closely associated with laissez-faire leadership, with its emphasis on individual autonomy and minimal direct supervision. However, there are also elements of democratic leadership. Seeing situational leadership through different lenses. Adopting a situational mindset comes with challenges. A situational leader needs a high degree of emotional intelligence, EI, to correctly gauge their team's abilities and morale. They must be able to swiftly analyze a situation and determine the most effective leadership style to apply. Situational leadership also requires openness and flexibility, and a willingness to shift your approach as necessary. Despite this, situational leadership can be highly effective. By adapting to the specifics of the situation, as well as the needs of team members, situational leaders can guide their teams to success in a variety of circumstances. Understanding your unique leadership style impacts your approach to managing and leading others. It shapes the way you communicate, make decisions, and handle crises. It also allows you to play to your strengths, work on areas for self-development, and function more effectively within a team. Self-aware leaders recognize their biases and are equipped to manage or eliminate them. By recognizing when your style is helpful or may be hindering your team's progress, you can consciously adjust your approach and become more versatile. To evaluate your situational leadership approach, rate each statement from 1 to 4 according to how well it applies to you, 1 being least applicable, 4 being most applicable. Do not use the same rating more than once. A. I provide clear, precise instructions and closely supervised tasks that have been assigned. B. I encourage open dialogue and explain my decisions to my team. C. I promote collaboration and often delegate decision-making. D. I trust my team to work autonomously and give them the freedom to execute tasks their way. If your scores are highest in A, you lean towards the telling, directing, or guiding approach. As an autocratic or bureaucratic leader, you are comfortable with transactional and pace-setting leadership. B. Your style favors coaching leadership with its selling, coaching, or explaining approach. C. Your democratic style makes you a visionary and transformational leader. You align most closely with the participating, facilitating, or collaborating approach. D. Your laissez-faire leadership style resonates with a delegating, empowering, or monitoring approach. Assessing your leadership style. Leadership is an introspective journey that requires continuous self-examination and deep self-awareness. Before you can use your knowledge to inspire and guide others, you first need to understand yourself, your motivations, and your strengths and weaknesses. To gain deeper insights into your leadership style and its impacts, make use of the most applicable professionally developed assessment models to be discussed. These differing perspectives can offer profound insights into your leadership style and provide a framework for your growth as a leader. As you explore, remember that self-awareness is an ongoing process. Continual reflection and self-assessment will allow you to deepen your understanding of yourself as a leader and ultimately guide your personal development and growth. Psychological assessment. Psychological assessment gives insight into our inherent character, personality traits. Gaining a holistic understanding of your leadership style allows you to leverage your strengths or address areas for growth. Knowing your leadership style can help shape your interactions with others and inform your decision-making or conflict resolution processes. You will learn more about these valuable tools in Golden Star 3, which focuses on enhancing leaders' capacity to navigate challenges. DISC assessment, D-I-S-C assessment. This categorizes behaviors into dominance, influence, steadiness, and conscientiousness. It helps leaders identify traits such as decisiveness, persuasiveness, reliability, or detail orientation, and uses them to tailor their leadership approach. Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, MBTI. This reveals how we perceive things by assessing preferences in the way we derive our emotional energy, extroversion, introversion, process information, sensing, intuition, make decisions, thinking, feeling, and deal with the world around us, judging, perceiving. Myers-Briggs gives insight into how behavioral preferences have an impact on leadership style. Predictive Index Behavioral Assessment. This helps leaders understand what drives their normal workplace behaviors, including their approach to decision-making, and how they interact with their team members. Emotional Assessment. Emotional assessment is pivotal for leaders who want to enhance their emotional intelligence, EI, a key aspect of effective leadership. Viewing yourself through an emotional lens forces you to consider your ability to recognize, understand, and manage your own emotions and empathically interact with others. Leaders need to gauge how they will respond under pressure. How will you cope with your team's emotional needs or manage your reactions in a stressful situation? Emotional assessment provides valuable insights, helping leaders refine their level of emotional awareness and empathy. Understanding and enhancing their EI lets leaders create a work environment characterized by empathy, effective communication, and strong interpersonal relationships, all of which are vital for organizational success. You will find more on emotional intelligence in Golden Star 6. Emotional Intelligence Appraisal, Me Edition. By measuring emotional intelligence on four core skills: self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management, this model helps leaders understand their capacity to manage their emotions and navigate social complexities within their teams. Mayer Salovey Caruso Emotional Intelligence Test, MSCEIT. This evaluates emotional intelligence through emotion-based problem solving. It provides insights into how effectively leaders use emotions to facilitate thinking and understand complex emotional information, which aids in decision-making and leadership strategy development. Bar on Emotional Quotient Inventory, EQI. This model takes a deep dive into the leader's ability to perceive, express, understand, and regulate emotions. Behavioral Assessment. Behavioral assessment provides insights into how our behavior can influence team morale and overall effectiveness. It is essential for leaders seeking to understand how they react in various situations. Assessing your behavior begins with answering questions about your leadership style. Are you naturally inclined to take charge, or do you excel in a supportive role? Do you thrive in collaborative settings, or prefer to work independently? Understanding these responses helps you recognize behavior patterns that might negatively affect decision-making, productivity, and collaboration within your team. The Hogan Personality Inventory, HPI. The HPI provides insights into how a leader's personality traits, such as ambition, sociability, and sensitivity, manifest in their everyday work scenarios. Understanding these traits allows leaders to enhance their interpersonal skills and adapt their behavior for maximum effectiveness. 16 Personality Factor Questionnaire, 16PF. This evaluates a range of normal adult personality traits, such as decision-making styles, problem-solving abilities, and interpersonal interactions, across 16 different scales. The insights enable leaders to tailor their approach based on their unique personality profile. Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory, MMPI. This model helps leaders understand complex aspects of their personality, such as assertiveness, stress tolerance, and adaptability to change, which are crucial in leadership roles. Social assessment. Social assessment seeks to understand and refine our interactions within social and professional networks. By considering our communication style, approach to conflict resolution, and ability to connect with others, it evaluates how leaders engage with their team members. Answers to questions such as, are you a consensus builder or more authoritative? Or, do you cultivate a broad, diverse network? Or do you operate within a close-knit group? Will inform your approach to social interactions and can be applied to how you guide and interact with your team. Social Styles Model. This assesses social behavior in business contexts, characterizing individuals into one of four social styles: analytical, driving, amiable, or expressive. It helps leaders understand their preferred style of interaction and how they adapt to various social situations, enhancing team communication and collaboration. FIROB, FIRO-B, Fundamental Interpersonal Relations, Orientation Behavior. This assessment focuses on a leader's typical behaviors towards others, as well as their social needs in areas such as inclusion, control, and affection. Insights into how you form relationships, your approach to teamwork, and your need for interaction can be utilized to develop effective interpersonal strategies. Thomas Kilman Conflict Mode Instrument, TKI. This assesses different conflict handling styles to understand their impact on interpersonal and group dynamics. It equips leaders with the skills to navigate conflict effectively, fostering a harmonious work environment. Ethical assessment. Ethical assessment is fundamental for leaders who want to align their actions with their core values and principles. It encourages leaders to consider their ethical reasoning and decision-making, and how their moral compass guides their leadership style. Understanding one's ethical stance helps ensure that decisions and actions not only achieve results, but that they are also grounded in fairness, integrity, and social responsibility. Good leaders must ponder their approach to ethical dilemmas. Do you incline towards a strong sense of justice and equality, or are your decisions driven by results and outcomes? The process of aligning leadership actions with personal and organizational values will ensure that your decisions not only drive success, but that they also uphold the highest ethical standards. Defining Issues Test, DIT. This test assesses ethical and moral reasoning. It provides insights into how leaders navigate complex ethical dilemmas and the impact of these decisions on their leadership. Ethical Lens Inventory. By taking careful inventory, Leaders will recognize their ethical blind spots and strengths. Gaining an understanding of personal ethics and values allows leaders to make more balanced and principled decisions. Moral Foundations Questionnaire, MFQ, by evaluating base ethical values and moral reasoning, the MFQ provides an understanding of the underlying moral foundations that influence a leader's decisions, enabling them to lead with a more nuanced and ethical perspective. Refining your leadership style. Leadership is a dynamic and complex process that begins with self-awareness. Your leadership style allows you to lead with intention, clarity, and understanding, ensuring your team feels guided, valued, and motivated to do their best. By understanding your style, you can more easily navigate your role, build stronger relationships with your team members, make better informed decisions, and steer your organization towards its goals with greater clarity and confidence. Identifying your leadership style is just the first step. The next step is to develop and refine it. Here are some suggestions. 1. Leverage your strengths. Once you have identified your leadership style, play to your strengths. If you're good at delegating and empowering, find opportunities to put those skills to use. If your strength is in coaching and explaining, focus on situations where you can mentor others. Be mindful not to overplay your strengths. 2. Work on your areas for development. Every leadership style has its shortcomings. Once you know yours, find ways to address them. If you have a tendency to direct and tell, try to cultivate better listening skills and be more open to input from others. 3. Seek feedback. Regular feedback from your peers and team members can provide valuable insights into how your leadership style is perceived and its effectiveness. 4. Learn from others. Observe leaders who have different styles from your own. You can learn a lot from how they handle various situations and which leadership practices they adopt. 5. Pursue professional development. Attend workshops, seminars, or coaching sessions to discover new tools and techniques that will enhance your leadership style. 6. Practice flexibility. Remember the principles of different leadership styles and situational leadership. The best leaders are those who adapt their style to suit the situation. While it is good to know your dominant style, don't become rigid. Story in practice. Finding your leadership style. Noah Saunders was the charismatic and ambitious founder of a tech startup. Although he was an expert in his field, Noah was a relatively inexperienced leader. And while his visionary brilliance had won the respect of investors and customers alike, his team did not seem similarly wowed. Despite his best attempts to guide them, they would question his directives and frequently suggest other paths or solutions. Noah couldn't understand why they were unwilling to follow his lead. After a particularly uncomfortable meeting, Noah approached Ed, who'd been with him from the start. "What's going on?" Noah asked. "If you really want to know, it's your leadership style," Ed said. "You constantly give orders, but you never want to listen to what anyone else thinks. You've recruited some top industry talent, but you treat them as if you were the only smart one in the room." It's your leadership style. These frank words gave Noah the wake-up call he needed. After some reflection, he realized that if he wanted his company to succeed, he had to acquire a new set of skills. The first set was to learn about different leadership styles and discover which was right for him. This was a game changer for Noah. Once he understood that his tendency to dictate terms and make unilateral decisions marked him as an autocratic leader, he recognized the need to adapt his leadership style to the levels of competence in his team. As Ed pointed out, Noah had handpicked some of the best people in the industry to join his startup. It was time to show them the respect they deserved. Noah sought feedback from his team leaders, as well as his mentors in the tech world, using their comments to assess his strengths and weaknesses, and evaluate his attitudes and values. He set his sights on becoming a transformational leader, someone who could inspire others through a shared vision. He wanted his company to be seen as an enterprise that stood for personal growth and a spirit of innovation. He reassigned the responsibilities of his top team, matching their roles to their individual knowledge, skills, and experience. He gave the leaders more autonomy and paved the way for them to set goals for their teams. Noah's personal challenge was to develop his own leadership style, discovering the four approaches to situational leadership helped him understand. While he had been mostly telling and directing, he needed to focus on participating and facilitating and delegating and empowering. To accomplish this, he took deliberate actions. He set clear expectations, promoted open communication, and encouraged and accepted feedback. Most importantly, he empowered his team members to make decisions. He remained mindful of his interactions with others and kept fine-tuning his approach based on the feedback he received. It wasn't long before the new strategy paid off. As people took ownership of their tasks, productivity soared, and a new creative energy resulted in exciting technological innovations. Performance improved across all divisions. Team leaders were more engaged, and there was noticeably less frustration at all levels. Witnessing the change in his company, Noah finally felt that he was becoming the leader he should have been all along. By embracing situational leadership, Noah Saunders went from being a tech genius with autocratic tendencies to a leader who made an effort to understand his team's needs and adapt his style to the specific situation or circumstances. His story demonstrates how anyone, irrespective of expertise or experience, can become an effective leader. Self-reflection pit stop. Visit drtomdreyer.com/tools to download your e-toolkit. Leadership Styles, Part 1. Understanding Leadership Styles. 1. Reflect on the different leadership styles discussed in this Golden Star. Which style do you identify with most closely? Provide specific examples of how you have demonstrated the characteristics of this style in your leadership. 2. Do you find certain leadership styles challenging or difficult to relate to? Why do you think this is? Could understanding these styles better improve your leadership capabilities? Part 2. Unpacking Situational Leadership. 1. Consider the four approaches to situational leadership: telling, directing; selling, coaching; participating, facilitating; delegating, empowering. Have you used each one in your leadership practice? If you have not used a particular approach, why not? And in what future situations might it be useful? 2. How comfortable are you with adapting your leadership approach to different situations? Can you think of a situation where you effectively adjusted your approach? What about a situation where you could have been more adaptable? Part 3. Determining Your Leadership Style. 1. If you took a professionally developed assessment or conducted a self-rating exercise, were you surprised by the results? Why or why not? 2. Reflect on feedback you have received from your team or colleagues. Does it align with your self-assessment of your leadership style. Part 4. Developing your leadership style. 1. Based on your reflections, identify one or two strengths that apply to your predominant leadership style. How can you further leverage these strengths? 2. Identify one or two areas where you could enhance your leadership style. What specific actions can you take to work on these areas? Part 5. Set SMART goals. Based on your reflections, set 2 or 3 SMART goals to refine your leadership style. For example, if as a coaching leader you have identified a need to be more proactive, your SMART goal might be, within the next 6 weeks, I will identify 3 areas or issues where my team or individual team members need additional coaching, and I will set up coaching sessions for them. This Golden Star has taken you on a journey through various leadership styles and approaches, highlighting their strengths and shortcomings. We delved into the concept of situational leadership, emphasizing the importance of flexibility and adaptability. By regularly revisiting your reflections and goals, you'll be able to track your progress and make any necessary adjustments. But remember, leadership is about creating symphonies, not solo performances.